So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and feel comfortable in our chairs, just settling down, settling in, letting go of getting here and just being here now, being in this space of deep peace, gentleness and calm, letting any noise in the background just fade away. Being comfortable with the beautiful people in this room, with the wonderful air that we're breathing, with the comfort of our bodies simply relaxed in the chairs. And I want to invite you to imagine that you've been at an Abraham Hicks workshop and you've spent 3 hours basking in the energy of non-physical. It sounds like happy children in the room next door. And we know that the happy voices in the background simply are a part of the feeling of ease and playfulness and comfort that we feel as we focus on having been listening to Abraham for a while. And now we're going to listen to some words that Abraham actually spoke yesterday at the Atlanta workshop. 10:27-12. They said, because you've been willing to listen, and because your vibration has raised, you're in a new place of clarity. And the reason that we like that so much is because it means you spent some time. We've been together for about 3 hours. And during a significant part of those hours, you've been in a state of alignment with the broader part of who you are. And what that means is that you've practiced without meaning to a higher frequency vibration. And that practice is really all that is required in deliberate creation and in allowing what you want. When you have the benefit of finding a piece of music that you like, even though it's usually only 3 minutes long, or finding a book that you're feeling particular resonance with, or you have a new one that you're in love with, that you are holding as your object of attention, when you have moments in time when you can focus for periods of time where no resistance enters into the arena, for 17 seconds, that's all it takes to get it going. Another 17 seconds really adds to it. And when you're able to sustain 68 seconds without resistance entering into the equation, you have moved your vibration significantly. And that's what happened to several of you on several occasions here today. We've talked about the deepest of subjects. We talked about the things that matter to you most. And in all of that, you shifted your vibration significantly. So what that means is over the next few days, if we were standing in your physical shoes, and then Abraham stopped, and Esther's body smiled and took a pause, and they said, since we are standing in your physical shoes, since we are standing in your physical shoes, it is our intention to watch for evidence of the new alignment that you have practiced in these hours we've been together. That evidence is going to thrill you. It's also going to buoy you. When you see it, when you come across it consciously, acknowledge it and make the correlation in your own being. This is a direct result of holding myself in vibrational alignment, and I can do that relative to everything in my life. Friends, life is supposed to be fun, and you're not ever going to get it done, and you can't get it wrong. And if you will begin to embrace those contrasting moments as part of the path along your trail to the things that you really want, then life will be sweet, 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 sweet the majority of the time. And if it's a little sour, it's still on track. That's really what we want you to hear from us. Be easy about it and meditate it if you feel like it. But most of all, make a decision that nothing is more important than that you feel good. And pay attention to the way you feel. And when you feel less than wonderful, do anything and everything you can think of doing, which usually just means change the pace from whatever. So if you're in the middle of a conversation that's taking you down, smile and end it. If you're sitting in your body and it's tired and stiff, get up and move around. In other words, don't allow yourself to continue in the direction of what doesn't feel good. Use your guidance system in the way it is intended and shift directions. So, in the same way, if you've been sitting too long, you want to get up and stretch. Sometimes you are involved in a thought that's not serving you, and you would do well to change the direction of the thought. That's where this going general will serve you. We mean it when we say to you that we are always with you. We are aware of where you stand in relationship to everything that you want. And we and others like you, your inner beings that exist in your vortex, are aware of where you are in relationship to what you want and are offering constant inclinations. It goes like this. Since we see where you are and we know what you want, if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would go this way. And it's not just a projection of thought that we're offering you, because we have access to your muscles. We have access to the parts of your body and your thoughts. In other words, that influence, that impulse that you receive is us within you. So when you recognize that, we are within you, and we are giving you an impulse to go this way, to go this way. In your most relaxed state, you will go that way. And when you go in the direction of that which is inspired from within, it is our promise that you are about to rendezvous with something that you've been looking for. And when that happens, the thing we want you to say to yourself is this: I received an impulse. I trusted it, and it paid off. Play that game for a week, and you will be free of resistance forevermore. There is great love here for you, and as always, we remain in your vortex. So just breathe and bask in Abraham's beautiful message that they are always within us, that they are the great love that resides within us in every moment. They are that which creates the impulse to go this way and to go this way. And as we choose to follow those impulses, as we take that inspired action, we rendezvous with something wonderful, a new idea, a smiling face, a beautiful hawk flying overhead, a glorious, gorgeous tree in full fall foliage, a beautiful sky, a wonderful phone call, a new job, a great relationship, a happy conversation, a romantic moment, a delightful moment, an inspirational moment, a touching moment. As we follow the impulses from within, we rendezvous with that which we want, with that within our vortex that has been queued up for us by all of those loving inner beings that think about us all day long, that attend to us all day, every day, that are forever giving us the impulse to turn this way, to see the beauty, to see the love, to feel the power of who we truly are. Settling into this co-creative relationship with non-physical, we bask in the guidance we receive. And when we experience that impulse and we follow it, then we say to ourselves, I received an impulse and I trusted it and it paid off. So we begin to play that game day in and day out. We listen for the impulse and we take the action that is inspired. And we begin to live from guidance. We begin to feel our lives flowing easily and comfortably from moment to moment, from joy to celebration, to bliss, to peace, to ease, to grace. We feel that loving energy all around us. We feel the grace of who we are, and all that is comes forward within us to give us the next impulse, to bring out the perfection in this next moment, to encourage us, to support us, to love us, to guide us. Feel how loved we are. Just breathe into love in this moment. Bask in the love of this moment. Sure, there's always contrast. There may be a little noise in the background of any particular moment. But as we look within instead of without, and we feel the love that ever exists there for us, as we tap into that inner being within us that ever guides us, we begin to feel the impulse. So breathe and listen. Breathe and feel. Breathe with the willingness to perceive that guidance, to feel your emotions, to feel that impulse. Abraham says even a sneeze is an impulse from your inner being. So the next time you sneeze or cough, thank your inner being for the guidance that helped you, for your body knows what to do. And your inner being is ever directing, helping all of those wonderful chemical reactions, that beautiful beating of your heart, that wonderful breathing of your lungs, that take place mostly unconsciously. And as we simply relax and breathe, we feel that beautiful, beautiful impulse to appreciate life, to appreciate breath, to appreciate guidance, to appreciate connection. We feel the urge to remember that life is fun, not supposed to be fun, but is fun. We're having fun along the way. Each day we're having more fun. We're feeling more impulses. We're turning in the direction of that which is beautiful, that which inspires us, that which delights us, that which makes us giggle, that which makes us belly laugh, that which touches our hearts deeply, that which inspires us to new ideas, new conversations, new opportunities, doors opening. Yesterday, Abraham talked about practicing the art of vagueness as the art of allowing. That as we go general, as we get more vague, we allow our thoughts to become more soft and quiet. Going more general about life. Simply reaching for a breath and an inner feeling of love. Simply allowing ourselves to be tuned to the vibration of Source through meditation, through music, through loving conversations, through listening to great teachers like Abraham, through falling in love with life itself, or a particular significant other, or a grandchild, or a stranger that is simply beautiful on the street, feeling the beauty, feeling the grace of life. And so we breathe and listen to the children next door and smile at them, for they are the energy of life, as we are the energy of life. That same loving life force that inspires their play inspires our play. That same guidance that causes them to wake up eager in the morning is available to us. So let's just go through Abraham's recommendation for a 24-hour period. And imagine that we're getting ready this evening to go to sleep. And as we settle into our beds, begin to be grateful for the comfort of being in a wonderful dry place, of having comfortable bedclothes around us, perhaps hearing some light rain on the roof, and just breathing and relaxing and remembering all of the beautiful rendezvous of this particular day. All of those moments when you felt the impulse and you trusted it, and you followed it, and it paid off. Perhaps you walked into a room and met a neighbor an hour away from home. Or perhaps you saw something more beautiful than you ever remember seeing before. Maybe you met someone who inspired an idea, or you had a phone call that reminded you that you are loved. Whatever was the benefit of this day, count your blessings now. And settle into sleep with the intention of sleeping deeply and well. Imagine what it's like to sleep so well that you awaken as eager as a little child, ready to play for a new day, knowing that your life truly is fun, and smile at your new morning. See that new morning in a fresh, wonderful light. No matter what the weather, know that today is a wonderful day. Today is a day filled with impulses from your inner being. Today, the great love that is here for you is right there, showing you the way to turn so that you see the beauty of this day, of this moment, that you feel the power of your being in this moment, that this day, this wonderful new day, is a blessing. And give thanks for this day and review it segment by segment, setting intentions for how you want to feel as you get up, as you take a shower, as you get dressed, as you meet with whoever you're going to meet with today, as you do whatever you're inspired to do. Know that the light and the love, the beauty and the power of this day is yours today. Feel that power, feel that love, know that blessing right now. So just relax in this moment, as we begin to wind this meditation down. We remember once again what Abraham said, that when we are relaxed, we feel the guidance from our inner being to go this way, to go this way. And we begin to live from that impulse, trusting it and acknowledging the results of it, and feeling what it's like to be in the ease and flow of infinite guidance, of endless love, of powerful peace, of eagerness and willingness and joy. Feel the beauty of life. Feel how fun it is to love yourself, to love your inner being, and to be present in the now moment, open to the impulse. Breathe. breathing and relaxing. Breathing and relaxing and knowing that on this day, we are in touch with our inner beings. We are open to the infinite nature of who we are. Great ideas come to us, wonderful conversations occur. And we smile and say, I did that. I chose to be in this perfect place in this perfect time. And all is truly well. Breathe and smile and stretch your back and your shoulders, your fingers and your toes, and wiggle your nose and smile and open your eyes and come into this present moment where all is truly well. And so it is.